There's so many advantages and so many privilege and so many blessing that comes with an individual or a group of people that pray and know how to pray. Did you hear what I said? That prays and then know how to pray. And so I thought, it came up in my spirit, and I was quickened and to talk along these lines as the spirit prompts or lead tonight. And so I'm going to read my text again. Y'all can put it up if you follow me. Luke 18:1. I'm going to read the text that we used last Wednesday night. I'm going to read it again. And you know, the Bible said love covers what? A multitude of sin. Prayer is giving God a right to be involved in what we do on this earth. If the body can get this truth, you know, for a long time, I thought this, and then I finally got my thinking straightened out, because the word will straighten out all your thinking if you will allow it. It'll straighten out all of your thinking that's wrong. And I heard so much of it. Are you listening to me? God's in control. Amen. I know you heard it. God's in control. When it thunder, when it was thunder and lightning, my parents would just make me, y'all get over and sit down and be quiet while God doing his work. And so I grew up. And you know, back in my day, and when I was a kid, we didn't have many storms and tornadoes. We had some wind, we had thunder and lightning, but like they are raging across the land now, we didn't have it back then. Not like this. Every time you turn around, there's a storm, there's a tornado, there's a hurricane somewhere. That they somewhere, because they ain't coming here. Amen. And that's just how it is. That's his final authority. I mean, that's just what God had given us authority over. But Jesus said through Apostle Paul, you know, I told you, and I'm serious, and One Bible class, I'm just going to read the Bible, because I see apparently it's just people need to read the Bible. But we're going to read our text in just a minute. But Jesus said to Apostle Paul, and you can just jot this one down, because I'm not going to teach on this, but I just want to make mention of it. He said, this know also, this is 2 Timothy 3:1, and I'm reading from the King James. This know ye also, that in the last days perilous time shall come. Just a few words. Men shall be lovers of their own selves. Covetous, boastful, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accuser, and contention, fierce, despiser of those that are good, traitor, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. You kind of think we in those days. So, one thing When I was in Rhema, Brother Hagin was the founder, and he one of the main instructors. And I always enjoyed his class. And I did good on my tests in his class. But one of the things he emphasized to us as students, and I heard it, but later on through the years, I caught it. I got a hold on it. He said, it goes without saying, if you're a word man, you're going to be a praying man. If you're a praying man, you're going to be a word man. It goes without saying. Why? Because you can't pray something. You can't pray and be effective if you don't know any word. Because that's how you pray. That's the will of God, the word of God. And if you're going to speak the word, you're going to have a prayer life to back it up. You just can't talk off the top of your head. It's just hot air coming out your mouth. The word has to be rooted, as the Bible says, tells us to let the word of Christ do what? Dwell in us richly. How richly? So it goes without saying, if you are praying man, you're a word man. If you're a praying woman, you're a word woman. If you're a word woman, you're a praying woman. They just like the shoe go with the tongue, it go without saying.